if you would, two familiar passages of scripture in your Bibles, Old Testament, coming from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse number 1, and Psalm number 1, verse 1 through 3. Very, very familiar. Please indulge me. Don't go to sleep on me.
All right.
I won't hold you long. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It reads on this wise: to everything,
all right,
there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. The grass wither, the flower fade away, but the word of the Lord shall stand forever.
Amen.
For a few moments, with the help of the good Lord and the aid of the Holy Spirit, I want to speak from the subject, spring is on the way.
Amen.
Spring is on the way. Well, brothers and sisters, as we look at these four verses of scripture, it is Solomon that reminds us, the wise son of King David, who reminds us in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1, that goes on all the way down to verse number 10, that there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And as I begin to kind to open this up for us, if you will, I want to look at this first verse. And first thing I see that this is the conclusive statement. First point, this is a conclusive statement. This is an introductory statement of the principle that everything has its time. Everything has its time. And as we would note in the following verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he goes on and he gives us the time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. He goes through all of these different times.
Yeah.
The thing that I really want us to note is in that first verse, he says to everything, somebody say everything. To everything, there is a season. And I want somebody to know that you have a season.
Amen.
I don't know what season you're in. I don't know what season you're going through. But I want you to know that we all have seasons. And so as we look at this, he says to everything, there is a season. Once again, one more time, tell me season. Season. Not only does he says there is a season, but then he says there's a time. Somebody say time. Time. So there's a season and there's a time. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, the reason why things don't happen in your life when you want them to happen is because it's not the right season. And if it's not the right season, that means it's not the right time. It's not that God is not going to give it to you. It's not that God doesn't purpose it for your life. It's either it's not the right season or it's not the right time. Because the next thing he says to everything, there's a season, a time to every, what? Next word. purpose. Somebody say purpose.
Purpose.
Purpose. There is a purpose for everything that happens under the heaven. God didn't allow us to go through the pandemic for no reason. God is not allowing us to go through what we're going through just for us to go through it. There is a purpose for why we're going through what we're going through.
Right.
There is a season in which we go through everything that we go through. There's a season. That was a reason you were born when you were born.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
That was a reason God allowed you to come to this earth on the day he allowed you to come to this earth. Uh-huh. God says there's a reason why it takes some people longer to heal than others.
Yeah.
He said because it is a time to heal.
Yeah, that's right.
He says there's a time for you to break down and there's a time for you to build up. There's a time for you to weep and there's also a time for you to laugh. Sometimes you shouldn't be mad all the time.
All right.
You ought to smile sometimes. Because
yeah.
The Bible declares there's a time for you to laugh, but there also ought to be a time in your life where you mourn. There ought to be some times in your life where life gets a hold of you, where you break down and mourn.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says, but then there's also be a time for you to dance. You ought to have a time in your life where you can let loose.
Yeah.
It's all a part of life because he said there are seasons in which we go through.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my brothers and sisters, I don't want to go through too much in this Ecclesiastes part, but that's the conclusive statement. He says that there is a season for everything. But I want to talk about spring being on the way, because Psalms 1, I really love this psalm because it talks about a division between two people. It talks about those that are godly and those that are not godly. And today I just want to deal with the godly folk, because I just want you to understand, whether you're godly or you're not godly, hopefully if you're ungodly, you will become godly. Because for the godly folk, he talks about being blessed.
Uh-huh.
So I want to talk about the second point I see, the separation of the blessed.
Uh-huh.
Look at verse number one. The blessed man is a separated man.
Yeah.
The separation speaks about the difference between good and evil. It starts with steps and then it talks about standing and sitting. And if you don't take the first steps, you will not be guilty of taking the next step. In order for you to do what God wants you to do, you got to take the first step. Amen. He says, hey, look at it. He says in verse number one, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. So he starts with steps. The steps in the separation. Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The blessed or godly person walks in the commandment of the Lord, not the counsel of the world.
Amen.
Are y'all praying with me this morning?
Amen.
And so he says, if I'm going to be blessed, hear me, church, hear me, Facebook and YouTube, if I want to be blessed, I can't walk in the wisdom of the world. So I got to start off by not walking in that way. Then he says, the standing in the separation, nor stand in the way of sinners.
That's right.
The blessed or godly person does not keep company with the wicked.
All right.
See, first you start walking with them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And after you start walking, then you start standing.
All right.
And getting comfortable with them. And then he says, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. The scornful folk mock God. The scornful is the atheist and the infidel. The godly do not settle down in this comfort. The seat of the scornful may be very lofty, but it is very near the gate of hell. And so what happens is, let me paint a picture for you, if you would. He says, first of all, what you'll do is you start walking in the wisdom of the world, which means it'll turn what is evil into good and what's good into evil. And so after you do the walking, then you start standing and start pondering what you were walking and talking about. And then they'll get your attention so long that no longer are you walking and standing. You say, man, let's take a seat and let me sit down and listen to everything that you got to say. He says, but the blessed man don't do those things. That's the separation of those that are blessed. But then let's look at number two, the scripture and the blessed. The scripture and the blessed. The blessed or the godly person is distinguished by his close relationship to the word of God. How can I know if I'm a blessed man? Dr. Franklin, he says, the blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord.
All right.
At church, he prefers sermon in the sanctuary to a supper or social in the fellowship hall.
All right.
Let me say that again. You prefer to be in the sanctuary listening to the sermon instead of socializing for a supper in the fellowship hall.
All right.
Because your delight it's in the law
of
the Lord. And his devotion to the scripture, in his law that he meditate day and night. His delight is confirmed by his devotion to the word of God. This devotion is steadfast, it's continuous, it's not spasmodic, it's not passing, it's not a fad, it's not something that you do every now and then. But because you are a blessed person, you are a godly person, you don't mind reading the scripture. You get happy when you read the scripture. You got a few scriptures that you hold on to when the going gets tough. You even got a few scriptures that you like even when the going is good. You got some scriptures that you can call out. You know, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. You got some scriptures that you like to call on. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You got some scriptures that you go to that you get happy about. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You know, y'all got those favorite scriptures that you go to because you delight in the law of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yea, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Third thing, next one I'll give you. As I hurry on this morning, I say I won't hold you because spring is on the way, and I know you want to get out and start planting your garden. I know you want to get out and start getting your lawn together. I know you're ready to just smell the flowers blooming. But not only do I see separation, not only do I see the scripture, but I want to talk to somebody about the success.
All right.
Are there any successful folks in the house?
Yes, sir.
You may not know it, but I'm about to show you how successful you are.
Right.
See, sometimes people got to let you know that you're successful. Sometimes people got to encourage you. And after I encourage you today, then you're going to be like the songwriter, say, encourage yourself. But I come to encourage somebody, let you know that you're successful. I like to be around successful people because success breeds success. And I don't want you to be hanging around people that don't know that they're successful. I don't want you to be around people that feel like they're not going anywhere. I want you to be around people that like to soar. I was looking at a show the other day that taught me the fact about penguins. And it says the reason why penguins never learn how to fly is because they were never attacked by anything. And so their habitat never made them learn how to fly. They learned how to swim because the whales were trying to get after them. So they can swim, but they couldn't fly. But I'm like the eagle. I like to soar. I can get more places. So I want to tell somebody, don't be a penguin. I want you to be like the eagle. I want you to be able to soar. I want you to be able to go somewhere. And it's interesting between a penguin, because it's a bird as well. It got wings, but it ain't going nowhere. I don't want you to be a penguin. I want you to be an eagle. I want you to take your wings and go somewhere. I want you to tell your neighbor, let me know right now, are you a penguin or are you an eagle? Because I see you got wings, but if you ain't going nowhere, I might need to change seats, because I want to be around some people that are successful. I want to be around people that feel like they're going somewhere. And look what it says, my brothers and sisters, and I'm almost through. It says that the success of the blessed, it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Yes, sir.
The planting of the blessed. Watch what I'm saying. Reason why you got to know where you planted. You got to know who you by. It says the planting of the blessed. See, two important factors are involved in this planting. First, the place of the planting by the rivers of water.
Yes,
see, trees need to water to be healthy.
Yes,
being by a river assures it of ample nourishment. Second, the preservation in the planting. From the New Testament, we learned that every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. That's according to Matthew 15 and 13. See, the godly are planted by the Lord and guarantees divine protection and preservation. So you got to understand the place and the preservation. So wherever God plants you, God will preserve you.
Yes, sir.
If you don't catch nothing else, you got to catch that one. Wherever God plants you, he will preserve you. So that's the planting of the blessed. But look at the productiveness of the blessed. It says that you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring it forth fruit in his season. Help me preach this thing, brother. In his season. I told you there's a season for each and every one of you in here. You ought to high five yourself and say, you don't know it yet, but I got a season coming. And when my season come, I'm going to bring forth my fruit. I can't bring forth my fruit in your season, because I got to bring forth fruit in my season. And all of our seasons are different. And so he says, the blessed, a godly person is a productive person. He grows spiritually and produces fruit such as the fruit of the Spirit. And so you got to realize that God has planted something in you. And when your season come, brother and sister, people are going to know it, because the fruit of the Spirit will come out of you and it's going to be so abundant that people will know it. You will have love. You will have joy. You will have peace. You will have long suffering. You will have temperance. You will have all of these things. But the thing about it is that it takes time to develop.
Right.
You don't get them all at the same time. God is cultivating you. And as God cultivates you, there'll be a change in your life. You will love different than you used to love. You'll have joy different than you used to have joy. You'll have peace different than you used to have peace. I wish I had some help in here.
Right.
And then, my brothers and sisters, I see the perpetuity of the blessed. What this means is, the blessed or godly person is a faithful person. It says that his leaf also shall not wither. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that your faith will be steadfast. It will be continual. It'll be perpetual, meaning that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, you will still be steadfast. Even when you're in your winter, when you're in the fall, when you're in the summer or in the spring, you'll be like an evergreen. Your leaf will not wither. Yeah. Are y'all praying with me? It is the perpetuity of the blessed. When you've been planted by the rivers of water, God says, I'm going to sustain you. Yeah. Lastly, my brother, I like this. And that's why I've been telling people, I'm not saying it. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm not trying to be cocky, but I just let people know I'm blessed. And I tell people, you need to get connected to me because I'm blessed. I know who I belong to, and I know who has their hand upon me, because the Bible declares, Brother Washington, and I know you like the scripture too, it says whatsoever you do is going to prosper. And I don't know, my brothers and sisters, sometimes I get scared. Sometimes I get frightened, Sister Esther Leader, because I don't know why God bless a little nappy head boy like me so much. Sometimes I don't understand why God would do so much for me. And I haven't always done right in my life. I haven't always had it together. And I'm still trying to get it together. But I still understand that God must have some supernatural favor over my life, because it seems like everything I do, it turns out good. And that must mean that I'm blessed, because he says whatever you do is going to prosper. And that's how you know that you're blessed. And it says that many men calls it prosper or give success or reward, but God calls it prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all praying with me in here? You see, the inward heart, not the outward performance, is in view here. You see, I can have peace and I can have serenity because I know that I'm blessed by God.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I want people to be connected,
yes,
sir, to me, because I know that I'm connected to him. And I want to let somebody know that spring is on the way.
Yeah.
I've held you long enough.
All right.
And the question is, Brother Preacher, why would you say the spring is on the way?
Well,
it is said that winter time can be rough,
yeah,
especially in the northern climates.
Yes, sir.
The severe wind and cold combined with snow and sleet can make survival a primary concern. The barren landscapes, along with the absence of birds singing and flowers blooming, and along with the short and dismal days, the long and dreary nights only add to your discomfort. Then there are also those respiratory illnesses, such as the common cold, bronchitis, and pneumonia. They are more prevalent in the wintertime. Also, severe weather conditions result in higher utility bills, and as well as increased vehicle accidents. But in spite of all the hardships and the discomforts and the expenses and the sickness and the troubles and the inconveniences and miseries, it's comfort to know that spring is on the way.
All right. Yes, sir.
And the further you get into the winter, the closer spring is. Do I have some help in here today? Wintertime, no matter how severe or how cold or how long it may be, it cannot last forever.
All right.
That's your shout cue right there.
All right.
There comes a time when it must yield to the coming change of the seasons. when the days begin to lengthen again, and the nights begin to shorten again, and the birds begin to sing again, and the flowers begin to bloom again, and the ice and the snow begin to melt, and one realize that spring is near at hand. I've learned through life that nature is not the only thing that encounters a wintertime.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
But churches, along with individual Christians, can also encounter spiritual seasons of wintertime. As well, these are seasons of great disappointments and discouragements or despair. These are seasons of aggravation, confusion, and or frustration. These are seasons of unusual barrenness or fruitlessness. These are seasons of difficulty, adversity, or opposition. And these are seasons of extreme sorrow and grief. And this winter can be seasons of limited resources and ability. Or they may be seasons of dismal situations or circumstances beyond your control. And if you're one who feels as though you may be in the midst of one of those seasons, let me remind you that spring is on the way. I wish I had a little help in here. Help me out, Isabel, because it's time to go home. As it is in nature, so it is in the spiritual world. Your days won't be dreary forever. Your nights won't be lonely forever. Your skies won't be cloudy forever. Your circumstances won't be dismal forever. Your resources won't be limited forever. Your burdens won't be heavy forever. And your despair won't be around forever. For spring is on the way. Let me tell you, the coming spring is worth enduring the present winter time. Do you hear me? I say the coming spring is worth enduring the present winter time. However difficult it may be for you to overcome your troubles, your trials, and your tribulations of your present winter time, the coming spring will more than compensate for it in the long time. In nature, what makes the difference if the snow is deep and the ice is thick and the wind is cold is that spring will change all of that. Do I have a witness? As it is with nature, it is in the spiritual realm. So what if you have obstacles to overcome? Tell your neighbor, so what if you have burdens to bear? So what if you have crosses to carry? So what if you have problems to solve? So what if you have decisions to make? So what if you have tears to shed? So what if you have frustrations to face? Say, spring is on the way. And if you feel like you're encountering a spiritual winter time, let me encourage you to read and study God's word, for spring is on the way. Let me encourage you to keep on praying and seeking God's face. Why would you say it? Because spring is on the way. Let me encourage you to daily walk in righteousness. Why? Because spring is on the way. I encourage you to stand on the promises of God. Y'all already know why. Because spring is on the way. Let me encourage you to rejoice, because somebody help me pray, because spring is on the way. I want somebody to keep on keeping on. Why, Sister Vicky? Because spring is on the way. When you feel cold in your spirit, meditate on the warmth of God, overflowing love. When you feel troubled in your mind, meditate on God's wonderful peace. When you're burdened in your soul, meditate on God's many blessings. When you encounter the cares of your life, meditate on God's benefit, of God's amazing grace. When you hear bad news, meditate on the message of God's good news. When you suffer criticism, meditate on the sufficiency of God's marvelous mercy. Do a hymn of witness. When you feel discouraged, begin to meditate on the glory of your omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. When it seems cold to you, browse through the spring seed catalog. Do I have a witness? You got a spring seed catalog, and it's called the Holy Bible. I guarantee it'll cheer you up, because in that catalog you'll find out you got the seed that says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror. In that word you'll find, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Is there anybody in the house today gonna sprinkle a little seed? There's a word in the Bible that you'll see that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Is there anybody in here that's gonna sprinkle a little seed and get ready for it to grow? I'm trying to talk to somebody to let you know that spring is on the way. You see, nobody can live without wintertime. Nobody can live without going through some hardships and some heartache and some headache. But I'm trying to tell you, keep going through it, and just remind yourself that trouble, say trouble, come on, help me preach it. Say trouble don't last always. The seasons have to change because God made it so. So I don't know what season you're in, but if you're still in your winter, if you're still in your winter, when you get in your car or when you turn off of this set, just say, I'm so glad that spring is on the way. I'm not going back to fall, but I'm springing forward. New life, a new beginning. Everything will be all right. Is it all right? One of these old days, when it's all over, I'm so glad I got a spring. God said, out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. That's a good seed right there. You ought to tell somebody, I got my spring. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and bless his name. I'm trying to help y'all in here. I know it's good, and it's good down in my soul. Is he all right? Say he's all right. I'm through with y'all. It's been mighty good. The Lord has blessed me because living here in Kentucky been mighty difficult for me. Y'all probably didn't know it, but I suffer being up here with all the great days, and it does something to my psyche. But now the Lord have got me through my difficult time, because I get a little more sunlight. Ain't the Lord all right? In the wintertime, I struggle because I need the sunlight to keep me going. Y'all gonna catch it in a minute. I need the sunlight to keep me going. So in the wintertime, the Lord stick close to me, because with the gray days, I get depressed and I deal with depression. But the Lord says, hang on in there, when it won't be too long. Spring is on the way. Is there anybody in here can say, I too am happy that spring is on the way? If you love the Lord, say yes. Say yes. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. For there is a purpose for everything that God does in your life.
Yes, sir.
He says there's a season and a time.
Yes, sir.
For everything.
Everything.
Under the heaven. We offer Christ to you at this time. We thank God for you on today. We want to pray for you.